Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The final season of House of Cards is out today on Netflix, this season anchored by Robin Wright after Netflix fired Kevin Spacey following multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So Kevin Spacey's performance as Frank Underwood really defined this show, and the show itself addresses that. Here's Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood, Frank's wife and now the president, addressing the audience directly.
Are you still there? Do you miss Francis? Here's the thing. Whatever Francis told you the last 5 years, don't believe a word of it.
How does the show work without Kevin Spacey?
I think a lot of the criticisms that people had about it from its last season with Spacey, that it's too convoluted, that it's not particularly realistic, that a lot of the notes that the show hits, we've seen season after season after season, and you're kind of tired of them. I think a lot of those criticisms are still valid in this new season. But the biggest thing about changing out Spacey for Robin Wright is that Kevin Spacey's character, Frank Underwood, was somebody who really relished in his own sort of villainy. And so he was a very compelling anti-hero who sort of made you complicit in some of the stuff he was doing by turning to you and saying, hey, can you believe I'm getting away with this now? You know, kind of thing. And just by the nature of the character, Claire Underwood is more reserved than that. And because of the way the story unfolds in the first two or three episodes, she keeps the audience at kind of an arm's length because they don't want to give away what she's doing. And so just by the nature of that, I think the show is less compelling because she's not reveling in how she's getting away with things or turning to you and saying, hey, you know, look at how clever I am. And so she's not as compelling an anti-hero, to me at least.
The other thing, Eric, that's different is that this show started in a very different political era than the one we're in now. In fact, the show hasn't really been on the air for much of the Trump administration. The last episode of the last season was back in 2017, right after President Trump had come into power. How does the show address today's political issues?
Well, that's another criticism I have of the show is that it doesn't portray the extreme partisanship of our current era. One of the messages of the show, I think, is that these people are all chasing power, whether they're Republicans or they're Democrats. And Claire Underwood and Frank Underwood are sort of the master manipulators who glide over the top of it. Now, the problem with that is that our current political times are very different. Everything's very colored by partisanship, and nothing can really happen in Washington without facing the reality that it is almost impossible to get large numbers of members from one party to support an initiative by another party. So that reality doesn't exist in the House of Cards universe, and so it feels like it's an alternate universe. It feels not quite real. And you now have the situation where Claire Underwood is the first female president of the United States, and she is hated by a large segment of the population. Mm-hmm. And we have a clip that kind of sums that up. Let's check it out.
I am not the first president to face threats. I know with Francis, sometimes there were several a day. Is it about the same, what we're dealing with here?
It's significantly up.
By how much?
There are roughly four times as many threats on any given day since you took office. Now it's twice that since Francis died.
I thought everyone loves a widow.
Well, not if she's also commander-in-chief, I guess. These are not rational people, Madam President.
So the voice you hear is her vice president, who was also her chief of staff, kind of telling her what the deal is with these threats. So as the new season begins, this is a female president who's under a lot of pressure. The public doesn't seem to like her. And there's all these rich, wealthy power brokers who are lining up to cash in promises that Frank made to them before he died. And so she is trying to assert her own independence. And that's sort of the dynamic of the early episodes.
It's hard to remember this, Eric, but this was a show that was basically Netflix's first big show, House of Cards. And now they have, I think, 1.5 million different shows that they're doing. But should they have
Feels
just
like it,
ended the show after Spacey was fired? Why did they bring it back?
Well, what they'll say, what they've been saying, is that, you know, the show employs a great many people. And everyone was – they were in production when this happened, when these allegations against Kevin Spacey surfaced. So part of it, you know, they're saying, you know, these people were all planning on being employed in the final season, so they wanted to finish the show out. They had a story all planned out. And so I think they wanted to try and give Claire Underwood her due and just subtract the Frank Underwood character from the stories they'd already planned out. Now, I've only seen the first five episodes. I haven't seen the last three. But my sense is that it feels like the show has run its course and maybe they should have thought a little more about just stopping when they had to get rid of Kevin Spacey. But for diehard fans of the show, I think they'll enjoy getting one last taste of House of Cards. And I'm still hopeful that the last three episodes will elevate the show's game enough to make us all feel that it was worth seeing a final season.
And maybe then there'll be a spinoff called Claire, a la Rhoda, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.